Hi, I'm Roger Montgomery, author of the investing bestseller, Valuable. If you want to generate excellent stock market returns for yourself, read my guidebook on how to buy the best stocks for less than they're worth. To order Valuable now, head to rogermontgomery.com/book or click on any of the banner ads at the Money News homepage.
We've been talking tonight about computer coding. With the government's initiative now, this new innovation initiative, it's announced that it wants to put more money into educating kids during school years, even as early as year five, to understand more about computer coding, that we need more of them throughout our society. The president of the Australian Computer Science Association, that is Brenda Ainslie, who is on the line right now. G'day, Brenda. How are you doing?
G'day. How are you doing?
Look, fine, good, thank you. This is a great initiative. The question is, you know, whether it's possible to try and get the computer programmers that Australia needs.
It is, but it's not something we can do tomorrow. It's not something we can do today. It's a very long-term commitment that we've been talking about for a long time, and it's taken us, I think, until today to realise that this is an investment for the future, that it's not something that can just happen.
Yes.
There are many forces that need to come into play, and much commitment needs to be given by people in industry, in the profession, to making it happen.
All right, just explain one thing to the layperson, that's me. Can you explain whether it is a simple thing to teach a young person the ability to code computer programs?
It's a game. It's a game. Everything's a game for kids. And it's about solving problems. It's about a way of thinking. It's about a way of approaching, you know, situations.
Do I need to have a math skill to be able to do it, Brenda?
No, not really. It's patterning. It's patterns rather than maths. It's putting things, you know, one step after the next one and putting it next to the piece you put before.
And let's say, for example, if you could teach a child that language, even at the age of 10 or 12 or whatever it might be, the basics of it, and then they got better and better, what are the things that they can do with that knowledge?
Well, again, it's a way of thinking about problems, about solving problems, about helping others. I mean, we all seem to want to help people, help solve problems. All the young people I know, right up to their 20s, they just want to jump in and make a difference, you know. And coding allows them to do that, put an app together that counts the hours down for something or other, or reminds them to do something or other, or solve their problem or solve the problem of their parents or whatever.
Okay, so it seems as though Australia is likely to have a shortage of people with these skills, given the demand for the digital world and the online world is only going to grow even greater into the future. So Australia desperately needs more of these people. Why is it that it's already not being taught in the way perhaps it should be?
Because the people that lead, the people that do this stuff, haven't caught up yet, and we haven't taken them by the hand and encouraged them to do that. There's some wonderful people who do get it and who are already moving in classrooms as teachers, as parents, doing out-of-hours school care-type projects, teaching them coding, code camps and the like, as volunteers and as people who get it.
So if a person is 40 or 50 now, a lot of people like to knit or to crochet. That's all about patterns and that's all about replicating a pattern. Why would an older person who might be struggling to find work, why would they not try and teach themselves a skill?
They absolutely would. The thing is that we're ageist in many respects. You know, if you're not 22 and a male, you're in the wrong place at the wrong time.
So what you're saying is a 65-year-old woman who might be a brilliant knitter or a brilliant crocheter, that they could be very well suited. They might have the mindset and the skills to be able to do this.
The innovation statement today has elements of training and skills development, and it's a very important part of that program.
I'll tell you what, this is a really interesting subject. We'll return to it again with you, Brenda, because I want to keep on this. Because
yep,
I'd suggest that with that skills shortage, we're going to try and find ways to encourage more people of all ages.
Yep.
Doesn't matter, gender, whatever it is. It's a strange thing, Brenda. You don't need a penis to write code. I think that's one of the interesting things about this.
Absolutely not. It makes no real difference.
That'd be one thing I'd have to say. So, Brenda, can I say, let's come back to this in the future, because this is a great subject.
Please,
I encourage everybody, have a look at this. because this is really where there is genuinely a labour shortage in the future. And as I say, as Brenda says, not ageist. Anybody can do this.
Hi, it's Roger Montgomery again, the author of the investing bestseller, Valuable. To generate excellent stock market returns for yourself, there's only a few things you need to know. And you'll find those in my guidebook on how to buy the best stocks for less than they're worth. To order Valuable now, head to rogermontgomery.com/book or click on any of the banner ads at the Money News homepage.